Thank you, Lord. God, help us.
We need to touch you.
God, move in our hearts and your hands. Heaven on the Lord.
Just encourage your
people. Yes, Lord. Amen. All right, let's sing it now. Amen.
Getting ready for this meeting, and we fought. I mean, we saved. Amen. Though I'm saved. Amen. 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 Whiter than snow, praise God.
It's again, it's a joy to see you in the Lord's house this morning. Amen. Let's go to church. What do y'all think about that? Amen. I'm glad, praise God, to be a part of this meeting. Amen. And I'm thankful to the Lord for what He's going to do. And I woke in the night last night thinking this may be our last opportunity to come through, amen, one of these meetings like this, be a part of one of these meetings. And we need to get all we can get out of it while we're here. Amen. Amen. But I do appreciate you being here this morning. Amen. Some folks have traveled a long, long way to get here. Amen. Some had trouble when they got here. Amen. But we finally, amen, got the rooms unlocked. Praise God, got them in the room. Amen. I appreciate, amen, the goodness of the Lord. I should have told you last night just to go in there and move down in there with Brother Wayne, brother. Yes, amen. 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 But amen, I appreciate, amen, the folks over at High Pasture, and amen, allowing us to keep folk over there this week. And you pray for folks they travel in today. The Lord would keep them safe on the highway. A lot of folks traveling today and tomorrow. So we'll be a praying much for the meeting. Amen. God will just work His will for His glory. Amen. Praise God. Brother Chris is going to sing for us. Amen. Now, I don't have a plan. I don't know what's going to go on. Amen. And by the way, I'm not in control of that anyhow. Amen. Well, you say, you're the pastor. Well, I am the pastor, but I ain't in control of it. Amen. Amen. But I'm just going to try to follow the Lord, and I want you to do the same this week. The Lord just help us. Amen. You pray for Chris while he sings for us.
I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad what God can do. You know, you get out here in this world and you get tangled up in a mess. But I'm telling you what, when God speaks peace, brother, He can take everything away. And it don't matter how wretched you are, God can save. And when He saves, He cleans you right up. I'm sure glad He cleaned me up. I'm sure glad of what He done for me in my life. Me and my buddy got to talking about when we got saved last night. And I tell you, buddy, it's exciting to know when you got saved. And I'm sure I am thankful. I'm thankful for what He's done for me. And every time He's come by my way, I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that I serve a God that's real tonight. That He can still come by. And just because He saved you, it don't mean that He'll leave you. He'll be right beside you. And He'll keep coming by your way. And I'm thankful for that. Because if it wasn't for that, man, I tell you, that devil beats me up with it sometimes. But I take Him back to them places that God's come back to my life. And He's actually, God Almighty has worked in my heart in many special ways. And I thank Him for it. You pray for me while I sing.
There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. And sin beneath that blood, lose all their guilty stains, lose all their guilty stains,
If they're not washed away that way, they're not washed away. Amen. Amen. I was saved at Sword of North Heights, Missionary Baptist Church. Y'all know my testimony. I got saved there on a Sunday night, January 1980. And a few weeks after that, I rode up by the church and went in to pray. Amen. And I met with a pastor, and we had a word of prayer, and come back, went down the road, and amen. Something happened. I had to turn around and go back. I can't remember what it was now. But I went by the parsonage, and the parsonage was about six or eight houses below the church. And when I went by the parsonage, and I've been on this road for years. I mean, I've traveled it just about every day. And I rode by the parsonage down there, and they'd put a new mailbox up. And on the mailbox, it had 349 Fountain Way. And when I drove by, I never paid any attention what the name of the road was that church was on. And I drove by that mailbox, and it dawned on me. Amen. 349 Fountain Way. Amen. And boy, God moved in that little old truck with me. And amen, I thought, praise God. Amen. There on Fountain Way is where I got saved. Amen. Amen. That's where the fountain was. That's right. Amen. Thank God, amen, for the Holy Ghost of God that works in your heart, amen. Praise God. Where is your daughter at? Come on, sister, and sing for us, amen. Y'all come on, yeah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Miss Barbara. Praise God. Amen. You pray for these folks, amen, while they sing for us this morning, amen. Amen. These microphones, I'll be sure and get them mics. Amen. They got up here to singing last night, and the breath of heaven come in here. Amen. I thank the Lord, Brother Wayne Henderson and his family. Amen. You pray for them today. God will help them. Amen. Amen. Sing about three, sister. Amen.
Just an old rejected relic on an auction block. They decided to throw me away. The auctioneer has to take her. And the room was quiet and still. And in a strange
boys from mom and dad. Can he really, really be that bad? I'm afraid and feel so all alone, sleeping far away from home. Say a prayer and then I'll close my eyes. I hope everything will be alright. When the night is coming gone, mom and dad will take me home. I'm just a little homesick. I'm just a little homesick. That's what this funny feeling is. I'm thinking about a place called home. That's where I really want to go. I'm ready now to go back home. Mom and Dad will come, it won't be long. A place where I belong, that's why.
I'm ready now to
all stand.
Amen. I think while he's singing that song there, if you're attached to this world and you got a love for this place, heaven don't mean much to you. Amen. But if there's something on that other side of pulling you, amen, if there's a love over there, it's greater than any love that this world has to offer. Amen. There's a longing in your heart to be there. Amen. And I'm going to tell you something this morning. In my heart today, amen, as much as I'm looking forward to these days of meeting, praise God, it wouldn't bother me one bit to be on the other side right now. Because I know, praise God, what's over there waiting on me. Amen. Amen. I appreciate that song. Amen. Just a little homesick. Amen. Just a little homesick. Amen. I've traveled all over the West Coast. Amen. Been just about every state on the East Coast at one time or other, except up into the, up around Maine and up in there. Never have been in there. But there's something about these mountains.
Amen.
No matter where I'd be down South Florida. Amen. Start back up 95. And it seemed like the farther I'd come up the road, the stronger the pull would get. And the more the closer I'd get, praise God. The more I could have that longing, praise God, just to be with my family. Coming up 26, cross over the top. You've heard me tell this. Some of our folks heard me tell this. Come across the top of that I-26 mountain down there. Come out of Tryon, up over the mountain, coming towards Flat Rock in Hendersonville. You can feel the air change. I mean, just like a cool breeze blow up through there. Amen. You can feel that pull toward home. Amen. Come on a little closer in, get around close to Asheville. Amen. Make the split there at 40 and 26. And come out east on 40 and get a little stronger, a little stronger. Come on around by the Warren Wilson College and come up over top of the hill sometime early, late night, early morning. Come down that little two-lane road. Come around by the orange plant, cross the Beatrice Creek. Amen, Brother Tim. Just a few more feet. Make that turn up to the house. Amen. Feel my feet step out of that driveway. Amen. Out of that old truck and step into that driveway.
Amen.
Walk through that yard. And, amen. Down between them pear trees and step up on the porch and open that door. You know, there's something about the smell of that place. Place called home. Amen. I ain't trying to work emotions up or not, but I'm going to tell you right now, the closer you get to heaven if you're saved, amen, the greater the pull. Amen, the sweeter the smell, the more longing to be there. Amen. Thank God. I'm glad I'm going. Amen. Amen. This world ain't my home, praise God. Amen. I got a better place to go when I leave here. Amen. I want ushers to come forward, if you will, right now. Ushers, come. See the morning offering. Praise God. You give us the Lord. Direct your heart to give. Amen. I know He'll bless you for it. Brother Reese, if you will, bless this offering, please.
Father, again, we want to thank you this morning for each one that's gathered down.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for the privilege of being here today, Lord.
Yeah.
How we felt your presence here already this morning, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I pray that you'd be with us throughout the service, throughout the week, Lord. And I pray your
help
will
us,
be
Lord.
Done. You'd be uplifted, honored, glorified in all the things, not only in church, Lord, but each day of our life, Lord, we put you first in our hearts and lives, Lord. And help us overcome the things the devil puts in front of us, Lord. We realize he's fighting this meeting, Lord.
Amen. God
help us. He can tell us in the Word, Lord. He that's in us is greater than he that's in the world, Lord. We know you live with us today, Lord. And we can thank you for that and praise you for it, Lord. I ask you now, this be throughout the service, Lord. Yes. Be a Brother Wayne. He stands
yes, Lord.
Give him that liberty he needs to preach, Lord. Yeah. Touch heart and soul here, Lord.
Yes.
There's one here without you this morning. Don't know you in the free pardon of sin. I pray this be the day, Lord, that they make with the altar, Lord.
Yes, God.
You, Lord, I ask you now to have your way. Be with our missionaries out there where they might
yes, help old brother Andrew, I pray, Lord.
Never need there. Lord, and then take its service, Lord. Use it. You're on your glory in this offering. And whatever's done, we'll praise you and thank you for it. Amen.
Amen. You mind the Lord in giving. Amen. 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 Just go ahead and place it. Brother Wayne Henderson. Amen. My friend, praise God. Man of God, amen. You give me attention while he comes to preach to us today. Come on, Brother Wayne.
Good to be in the Lord's house, and it's good to be back in Sullivan Branch.
Amen.
Amen. What a delightful visit. Come here. You know, you don't all know the background of what's here today, but Grady's friend got killed this week, this past week. Little thing tried to get on a trailer. Apparently, somehow or another, the trailer broke her neck and killed her. 6 years old. He had to look in the casket of a dead person. He never has had to do that. Never knew what he's doing. I stood by him while he looked in that casket. What are you going to tell that little boy? Live without God or live with God? It's a big deal. And it never did occur to me that when I was that same age, my best friend got run over like a dog on Dixie Highway, splattered him all over the highway. And I had to look in a casket. That may be the reason I got under conviction. I never thought about it. But, you know, we've got a message to give that little feller. It's not hopeless. Thank God it's not hopeless. There's something on the other side. There's a reason to get right with God. If you don't get right with God, it ain't no hope. But if you get right with God, there's hope.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I got up the other morning about 3:30, something like that, 4:30, and I went in and sat down in the recliner and started praying. So here's the result of my theological education in that recliner. Amen. 26th chapter, I believe it's the 26th chapter of Matthew. 26th chapter of Matthew. I want to try to preach to you a little bit of what the Lord said to me in those few minutes. You have a story here about a woman in the 26th chapter of Matthew. It's in the 14th chapter of Mark. And it's the 7th chapter of Luke. And it's in the 11th and 12th chapter of John. Not the same story, but it's the story of a woman who broke an alabaster box at and poured the ointment on Jesus' feet. You find the story here in verse number 6. The Bible said that when Jesus was in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper. Now this is the story that would be contained in the 12th chapter of John. There came unto him a woman having an alabaster box, a very precious ointment, and poured it on his head as he sat at meat. Now let me just turn us to the 14th chapter of Mark. Chapter 14, verse number 3. Mark 14 and verse number 3. And I hope I'm not going to belabor us, but 14 number 3. The Bible said, in being in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious. Break the box. That's the only record that she break the box. All the rest of them, it doesn't say that. But here it says she break the box and poured it on his head. And, of course, they had indignation about that. And then you turn your Bible over to Luke chapter number 7. Luke chapter number 7. Just a few pages over. And verse number 37. I think it's verse number 37. And verse 36 will get you in the context. And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at his feet behind him weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears, and did wipe them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet and anointed them with the ointment. And of course, they didn't like it. And I won't turn you to John chapter 11 and 12, but John chapter 11, in about the second or third verse there, the Bible said that Mary, this is that Mary that anointed Jesus' feet, the Bible said. Then in chapter 12, you have this lady anointing Simon the leper's feet. Now, you can be seated if you want to. Now, I want to speak to us today for a little while on this event that happened. I think probably the biggest burden of my life is to, you know, we're failing as Christians. I mean, we're losing our people to, you know why Demas forsook God? Because the world looked better to him than God did. You don't leave what's good for something that's not good. You leave for something you think is better. And Demas found something that looked better to him than God did. So I'm just telling you, maybe he ought to have his vision fixed. Somebody ought to preach to him about the glory of the Savior. Somebody ought to paint the Lord up to the point that he would have said, I've got more in God than I have out here in the world. Amen. And the problem is we're losing our Demases, are leaving all the time. We can't keep the seats filled because the world looks better to them than the Lord does. And we're failing putting God up in front of them. That little boy's going to have to find God better than them roses out there in that mess. Hallelujah! I want him to find the Lord. I don't want him to fill his life full of that mess out there and say, well, I've got more than you have in it. We look pretty sad, really. But we ought not be sad. Amen. And so in this story, you have a woman in each one of them anointing the feet of Jesus. I asked the Lord, why in the world is a woman? Because I would have thought, I believe, that Zacchaeus would have anointed his feet. And I believe that blind Bartimaeus would have anointed his feet. There's no record of it. But these ladies anointed his feet. And who they are, I don't know who they are. I know some of his name, Mary, and I don't care whether you agree with me or not. I almost believe all of them's the same. I believe that Mary, the sister of Lazarus, was a skank who moved to Magdala and became a harlot, made her living by selling her body. She gathered riches up that alabaster box. Only one man said, only kings got stuff in an alabaster box. When I was in Israel, I climbed down in a dig at the south end of that temple, and I climbed down in there where they were digging, and I found a little piece of a broken alabaster perfume box, and I still have it, Ted. And I count it a great blessing that God has let me have that broken little box. They said those were not boxes. They were little round things about the size of an acorn maybe, and some tall like that, and it had a lid. And one of our liberal commentators said about this, he said, surely it means she broke the seal on it. But I looked at where it broke up, and it's a pretty violent situation if it took that to break that seal up. The Bible said she smashed it, but we apparently know she probably didn't smash it, but she gave it a good break, and there wasn't going to be no fixing it again, amen? She didn't fix it where she could put the lid back on it after she used part of it, amen? And so you stop and think about this now. You and I have got our churches are filled with people that can't, that the world looks better to them than God does. You can't get the sinner to come to church because he thinks the world looks better to him than God does. And I'm just telling you what I saw. He's missing out on a whole lot, buddy. If he'd been where I've been, he wouldn't say that. I'm just telling you, he would not say that. Hallelujah. So you have this picture here of this woman, and I wouldn't want to argue with you about this woman. I don't care who she is. I just know she had her priorities right. Now let me say this. Another thing, all the stories of the Bible, you ever read them stories that have no reason to, why did he even say it? He just tells you a little story there, maybe 10 or 15 verses or half a chapter, and it seems to have no point at it at all. Have you ever read them? I've read them a lot of times. Only recently, and as I grow as a Christian, as I become a mature Christian, I begin to realize that God puts nothing in the Bible it doesn't have a teaching to it. And so all these, whether they're realities or just little stories that he told, they're all parables that have a deeper meaning. All of them have a deeper meaning. These stories here, he told them over and over and over. A woman came, she anointed his feet, she took an alabaster box and poured the ointment on his feet and fell down. That lady up in North Galilee, the woman that Simon the Pharisee, that wasn't down in Bethany. That wasn't down by Jerusalem. That was way up north. And it's when Jesus had first started his ministry, and she was a woman of the city. And that's an idiom. You know what an idiom is? It ain't an idiot. An idiom is a little phrase that means something else. Like a chip on your shoulder. You didn't see him coming here with a chip on your shoulder. It means you're kind of about half mad at somebody. So it's an idiom. And it means this woman was a street lady. A streetwalker. That's what she was. Yeah. And they're saying, now don't put out on Mary Magdalene that she was some kind of a harlot. If she had seven devils, what do you think she was? You tell me what you think she was. I tell you why she anointed his feet, buddy. Because whom is forgiven much, loveth much. She was a low-down, rotten sinner like me. Amen. And she came in there, and I'll tell you what she did. She had long hair. That long hair told a story to the passersby. I'm available. And she got at his feet. She came in there not to get saved. She came in there to thank him because she was saved. Amen. And she got to his feet and broke out a crying. And listen, all you got to do is do your word study. Just study that right there. She busted out a crying. She couldn't hold herself. And he said, ma'am, what's so wrong? What has got you so sad? She probably said, me cry for happy. I'm not crying because I'm sad. I'm not crying. I'm worshiping what I'm doing. I'm worshiping in tears. And oh, my heart is overwhelmed. It's wrung. It's wrung the tears out of my eyes. We sat in that prayer room and I watched Jeffrey cry. Listen, I'm telling you, that's right. Sometimes I cry. I'm not crying because something's wrong. I'm crying because I'm overwhelmed by this goodness, the goodness of the Lord. And this woman standing there, he's laying at that. They don't have chairs. They're laying down, his feet out. And she came to him. She overwhelmed by his presence. She started crying. And her tears fell on his feet, and she fell right down to her knees and took her long hair, began to dry his feet off, and she broke that alabaster box and poured it on him. And listen, you know what that? I read two commentators today. You know what that little alabaster box was worth a year's wages. I'm going to tell you, that box was a king, something you gave a king. You didn't give a streetwalker unless she's pretty high-powered stuff. And the ointment in it was a year's wages. What's the story? It's a parable. It's a parable. It's a true happening. It really did happen. It's a parable. What's it mean? I don't know if you're going to get this or not. But an alabaster box there is an object that you really have a lot of affection for. It's a tool of your trade. I mean, you know, if you race cars, you're proud of your car. If you got a machine shop, Ted, you like your equipment. I get good equipment. My son-in-law works on them compressors. He likes his tools. He likes his tools. He don't want no junk tools. He don't buy no tools from Harbor Freight. He goes to Sears or Proto or Snap-on or one of them big places. He's proud of his toolbox. He don't want no old drag drawers coming out. He wants them rollers drawers coming out of there. He likes them good things. That's something you put your affection to. He didn't bring a rag bag or some old skull jar to pull her ointment out of. She brought an alabaster box. She brought something marked to say, this is a trophy. This is a trophy of my life right here. She didn't bring a 370 winner Remington. I like to hunt. She didn't bring no high dollar shotgun or rifle. She brought her trophy. My trophy might have been a gun or I took them boys turkey hunting the other day. It's a bigger trophy to call a turkey than it is to kill one. You'll better get on you directly. Amen. It's whatever you put your affection in. You like your little house. You like your home. You like your garden. You like your farm. You like your horse. You like all that stuff. What do you put your affections in? That's your alabaster box. And you know what that ointment is in there, Miss Beverly? That's your affections. That you have put all your affections in that trophy right there. I read the story of a woman who was a scarlet woman, dirty, a harlot. She was a prostitute. She was a prostitute during World War II. And I read her life story, and it tells the last dollar she made to make her a millionaire with her body. This woman was a proud of her trade. She made $1 million with her body. Her alabaster box is her trophy. It's filled with her affections. I love my alabaster box. I love my Corvette. I love my machine shop. I love my hunting cabinet. I love my home. I love my job. I love, love, love. I put all my ointment in my car. Put all my ointment in my gun cabinet. Put all my ointment in my CDs. Put all my ointment in my acreage, my beautiful yard. Put all my ointment. Put all my ointment. Something that you just well break the box, buddy. Because your ointment's going. Oh, buddy. You know why you didn't shout it out this morning? You got too many of them alabaster boxes. This woman broke. She didn't unscrew the lid on her alabaster box. There's a whole lot of folks unscrewing the lid on their alabaster box and dumping a little bit here and a little bit there and feeling satisfied. I read this morning about love. You know what love does? It's so violent in you that it has never counted the cost. We came we came up here and stopped at the creamery. Stopped at creamery to get some buttermilk. Ted won 2 gallons and I won a gallon and she won some. And we always want that good ice cream at the creamery, at that little creamery down below Franklin. I mean, it's world famous, that little creamery. They never put a sign up and advertise whatever's advertised what I'm doing right now. Scott Slade is the announcer of the greatest news, Fox News Network, on the radio in southeastern United States. And every now and then he'll say, well, I like mine from Little Creamery, south of Franklin, North Carolina. I heard him say it several times. And we came up the road and came out of the way to get that buttermilk. We went in there, and there's my daughter and these 3 kids. And they're eating ice cream, and her husband makes more than I've ever made any day of my life. When I looked at them eating that ice cream, I pulled that $100 bill out, and I said, just pay for all of it, ma'am. She said, all of this? I said, yes, ma'am, pay for all of it. You know why I did that, George? I'm going to tell you something. Love don't have any boundaries. You just can't. I just couldn't say let her pay for hers. I've carried my other daughter who's trying to get right with God. She's had a horrible life, horrible life. I don't even see how she's like she is. I carried her several times to eat lately. I noticed yesterday or day before yesterday, my wife took that debit card and paid for her meal again. We paid for it over and over and over. Does that hurt you? Well, it's got me down pretty close to the bottom. But I tell you what, it don't ever see that. Never look at the bottom. You never count the cost. You never count the cost, buddy, when love's running it. That little woman didn't run in there and say, this is going to really hurt my little shelf there above my fireplace. That's going to really hurt. That's going to take away from that. She didn't even think about that. She didn't ever think this. I'm going to have something to show when my friends come around. She never even thought about that. She just broke the box. I'll tell you what y'all do this morning. I don't know what you put your stuff in. Christy, you may put your devotions in your good voice. You got a precious voice. You girls sing and men. And you can carry a tune. I just thought about Grady can carry a tune. That's something to be proud of. But you could get too proud of it. Get thinking he was the only one. Preacher stands up and gets a lot of attention. All of a sudden his head gets big enough. It takes more than a 38-inch belt to hold his britches up. How'd you like to stand here for 30 minutes and try to pull a crowd of people to God? You ought to try it sometime. If that becomes an alabaster box of pride to you, you ain't going to go nowhere. It's all vanity and vexation. I don't know what your alabaster box is, but I can tell you one thing. If you'll take that to the right person and you fall in love with him, you won't care how much of it you lose. Pour it on him. Pour it on him. It doesn't matter, buddy. It doesn't matter. I don't care where it's inside the house, outside the house. When he comes into view, everything goes on the back burner. You got enough money to fill it up? Fill it up! You got enough money to pay the bill? What do you care? We ate that fine meal yesterday. I never did see Mike trying to figure out what it was going to be. He just said, pay the bill! Pay the bill! Thank God it's love that'll draw that out of you. And this morning, that woman had an alabaster box and you got one. And you put, and that ointment in there is your love and devotion for what's in that, what that box is. It may be your car, it may be your suit, it may be your house, it may be a garden or a farm or a bankroll or a shop. Ted's got a good shop. I've got a shop. I love my shop. I love my equipment in my shop. I got my first 9-foot steel lathe. I wanted one all my life. I wouldn't pray for it because I knew it was me who wanted it. And God gave it to me. And I had a rubber mat in front of it. One day when that old, I was at the camp them days, all them doors shut. Got down on my knees at that rubber mat. Laid my hands on that big steel lathe. And I said, Lord, I'm glad this is not the Lord of my life. I'm glad this thing right here can come or go. But I can't do without you. Oh, buddy. Listen, I went for years and wearing a 37 Winchester hunting with when I was a boy. And I didn't get my daddy's gun. And I wanted one. I was out visiting with a family, with a guy. And on the way, we just talking about, I was interested in finding me a 37 Winchester rock shotgun, 20 gauge. And that ended up, that guy's son gave me a 37 Winchester 20 gauge. But I'm glad today, buddy, that ain't my God. It ain't even an alabaster box. It's nothing to me to break that. Oh, my wife and I own 5.5 acres of land and all the bills are paid. We don't owe nobody nothing unless we make a bill that we want to make. But I tell you, it means nothing to us. She and I have talked about it. The alabaster box. You better listen to me. You've got an alabaster box. There's a little boy somewhere in your life. There's a little boy somewhere in your life. And if you don't give him more than what you got, he'll go to hell with you. Yeah, there's somebody that looks up to you. Nobody looks up to me. Oh, yeah, there's somebody does. Yeah, if there's anybody worse than nobody than me, I don't know who they are. But it come to me one day that somebody looked up to me. I said, boy, I'm going to have to play this right. When I went back to church, I'll quit. When I went back to church, I remember this. I went into my Sunday school room. She went into hers. About week or two passed. She come out of there one day and she said, you know what they said about you in that class? I said, no. She said, that teacher said she wished she knew the Bible like you do. And I didn't even know. I didn't know that the Concordance wasn't a book of the Bible. I didn't know anything. I mean, honestly. I didn't know anything, front or back. I knew nothing. And all of a sudden I realized that somebody thought I knew, and I'm gonna have to read that Bible and find out before I lead somebody astray. If you ain't considered getting your rotten alabaster box mess on this altar and get it broke down because somebody is watching you, buddy. You're dragging somebody to hell right behind you. You stand in the door and won't go in and won't let nobody else in. You better pour that ointment on Jesus. He can make up for everything you throw away. He's made up for me. Well, I've said what I have to say. I want you to bow your head with me. I want to ask God to help you see today that the greatest day of your life is when you break that alabaster box. What it's really saying is I've thrown all my hopes away. I've thrown all these old worldly things that's held me away. I've thrown them away. I'm throwing all my reputation away. I'm throwing all my profits away. I'm throwing all the things that I've idolized this side of heaven. Throwing it all away. Turn my affections on Jesus, and I'm going to break my affections. I'm going to break the box. And I'm going to give Jesus all my affections. And that day, you'll be more happy with Jesus than the world ever, ever, ever could have made you. You'll have to take somebody's word for that. You can't look across the fence and see. You'll have to come over here where we live to get it. So our heads are bowed. Father, in Jesus' name, boy, I appreciate the words. I appreciate this great lived out parable of woman. Whoever she was, I'm glad to meet her someday. I'll be so glad to meet that woman taken in adultery who felt the forgiving hand of Christ. Oh, won't I love the day when I meet the lady in the 4th chapter of John trying to get water out of a well when she got heaven's water. Oh, what a day to meet that lady. And this little woman, Mary Magdalene, oh God, what a day to meet when she throwed her alabaster box away. Put all her affections in you. God, what a day. I can't wait to meet you, Lord. I've done found enough to throw my alabaster box away. Pour all my ointment on you. I love you tonight, today. God, help somebody to see this is reality. It ain't some kind of a game. We're not just trying to twist people around to get them in the kingdom. Lord, if they don't want in, you wouldn't make them go in. You wouldn't even try to get that rich young ruler to change his mind. You just let them go on. If they want to go to hell, you just let them go. But, oh, God, today, somebody who weighs their life in a balance. Somebody weighing their mind and their devotions and the outcome of their life in the balances today. I pray today will be the day when the balances come in your favor. They come down this aisle and break that box and pour that anointment on you. And God, bless your heart, bless your life, and thank you for loving them. Pray you'll save the sinner and all the Christians that fooling around with junk. Lord, I pray you'll get their attention for Jesus' sake. We'll praise you for it. His name, amen. Well, preacher, I don't know how you want to do it. You want to give an invitation or what are you going to do? Miss Barbara, come and play. And you, I guess, stand to your feet. What are you going to do with what I said?
Amen.
What are you going to do with it? Just let it go in one ear and out the other? That's what I did for a long time. But I found out I was the fool.
Amen. You need to pray this morning. You come on. Amen. I found out a long time ago, praise God. You ain't going to go wrong giving it to Him, praise God. Amen. Whatever it is. Amen. Drake and put it on Him, praise God. Amen. While our heads are bowed, praise God. Anybody need help this morning, praise God, you come on. Something you're holding on to, something keeping you from serving the Lord. Amen. Sinner here today need help. Anybody need to pray? I thank you and bless you this morning. I appreciate the privilege. Lord, you give us the center of the preaching again. I appreciate the man of God that's preaching. Lord, here this morning, help my heart. And Lord, I ask you, Lord, to help us, Lord, each one. Lord, just Lord, take whatever we're holding dear to ourselves and just put it in your hands, Lord, and cast it on you. Lord, I know, Lord, we got so many things that hinder us and hold us back here from worship. And I know, Lord, when we dedicate ourselves, that, Lord, just give it all completely to you. Lord, you can help us. And Lord, you can take it all and get glory out of it. And I pray you'd do that. I pray for every heart here this morning. You touch and help us in these days. Help the lost. I pray you'd deal with their hearts. Bless us, Lord, as we go forward in this meeting. Be your will. I pray you'd meet with us here this evening at the 4 o'clock hour. Yes, Lord God, move in hearts, Lord. Use this time for your glory. Yes, Blessing the fellowship today, throughout the week. Watch over these traveling, I pray. God, we give you glory and praise and thank you for that you do in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I appreciate you being in the Lord's house this morning. Amen. Remember the service this evening at 4 o'clock. Amen. You gather back with us at 4 o'clock this evening. No telling. No telling what God will do here this evening. Amen. Amen. But I appreciate the Spirit of the Lord here this morning and good liberty. And amen. Trust that you'll go praying. God will meet with us. Souls will be saved. Amen. I really don't know what I'm going to do in the evening service this evening. Amen. Brother Wayne will be here to preach. And I don't know. I may preach a little bit this evening. Amen. So what? Amen. You come back and be with us this afternoon in the service. And amen. And I appreciate you praying for me. I want to tell the church I appreciate you praying for me. I've been sick. Amen. But I get my strength back. And amen. I'm doing better. And I appreciate your prayers. Amen. Amen. God's good to us. Amen. I want you to pray for Miss Marilyn. Lord, help her to be here this evening. Be God's will. Amen. Amen. I'm excited about this meeting. Amen. And I believe with all my heart, if we'll put what we ought to into it, you'll get more out of it. Amen. And you put in. Amen. So let's be mindful. Amen. To pray much throughout the day. Now don't go home and turn your televisions on and, amen, and sit and watch television all evening and car races and dog races and coon races and everything else. But, amen, slip away and pray. You say, preacher, I wouldn't have said that. That's why God called me to preach, because He knew I would. Amen. So let's go. Amen. Pray much for the meeting. God will help us. Amen. Praise God. He's able. He is able. Praise God. Let's pray the Lord help us during these days. Praise God. You're at liberty to go. God bless you.